Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Beat the Devils is a memoir of the life of John R. David, physician, visionary scientist, currently the Richard Pearson Strong Professor of Tropical Public Health, emeritus Harvard School of Public Health. He earned his medical degree at the University of Chicago. You will learn about John and his wife of 62 years, Roberta, working together. Lisa, his daughter, COO of Planned Parenthood, and now CEO of Public Health Solutions. Joshua, his son, who started the High Line in New York City. John's famous father, a film director who married the legendary actress, Diana Durbin. How John sent 200,000 condoms twice to prevent HIV/AIDS at the carnival in Salvador, Brazil, and much more. Dr. David is a scientist whose contributions span the spectrum of discovery. Also a talented musician, he practices the piano for 3 hours a day and records duets with his composer, cellist, piano teacher. John R. David, M.D., author of Beat the Devils, a memoir, is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here.
An interesting memoir, and you really go into detail, and I'm looking forward to talking about that on the program. What was the inspiration to write the memoir, Beat the Devils, and how did you come up with that title?
My grandkids suggested that I write a memoir since they knew so little about me. And when I told them I was writing a memoir, she asked, is it going to be just about good things or good and bad things? And she said, well, if it's going to include bad things, why don't you call it Beat the Devil? And I just added the S.
Well, it's a good title and easy to remember, Beat the Devils, a memoir by John R. David, our guest on the program today. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold, and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In the book, you shared stories about your family members, their achievements. Tell us a little bit more about the role they played in your life and your journey as an author.
Well, I met my wife when I was an intern and she was a student nurse. And we really got together and had a wonderful life together. I mean, she was first a technician and then an administrator and administered all the funds for all our overseas work. And so we had a fantastic life. And my kids also really did a lot with us. Lisa, as you heard, she ended up being the CEO of Planned Parenthood, and now she's CEO and president of Public Health Solutions, which is the largest health NGO in New York.
Amazing.
And she also manages federal money for HIV and COVID. So it's quite a lot of work.
Such a remarkable family, and your son as well, very successful.
Yes.
It's just amazing. Finish that thought.
Now he's more of a consultant, and he's gone all around the world about people who try and make high lines or something like the high line.
Ah, yes. It's just a remarkable family and story. It's all in Beat the Devils, a memoir by John R. David, our guest on the program today. The memoir includes your research on cytokines, particularly MIF. How did the scientific discovery impact your life and career? And this really was a significant scientific discovery.
Yeah, this is one of the first cytokines. These are kind of hormone hormone, and we found it. I made an in vitro test for cell-mediated immunity, or also known as delayed hypersensitivity, and during that time, I found that lymphocytes produce a soluble material that activates macrophages and stops them from moving because they stick to glass and then they don't move. And this has been found by lots of other people. Whenever they try to make autoimmune models in mice, if the mice does not have an MIF gene, they can't make the autoimmune. So MIF is very important in autoimmunity. And right now there are several single molecules that can inhibit MIF. And I think that when they start using those clinically, they might have a big effect on various forms of autoimmunity.
The contributions we're talking about from Dr. David Delvin to the front lines of groundbreaking research on devastating neglected diseases that mutilate and kill. He has been at the forefront of that. It's our guest on the program, John R. David, M.D. His book is Beat the Devils, a Memoir. You've worked on parasites affecting humans, developed new diagnostics and treatments. Can you discuss one of these projects, maybe in some detail, and give us the significance of your work?
Yes, well, I went to Kenya in 1972, and that's when I started work with parasitic diseases. And we made one diagnostic for leishmania. And also, leishmania is a single cell organism. After malaria, the most common single cell parasite, and it, among other things, it causes all kinds of ulcers. And we showed, and that's usually treated for 3 weeks with antimicrobials, which are 90-year-old. Very toxic medicines, and we found that with heat therapy, in 5 minutes, you can put the heat on the ulcer and just one treatment, and that goes. So that's really been a big change in the therapy for ulcers and leishmaniasis.
How long does it take to reach something like that? As you talk about that, and I think the work of research scientists, I keep thinking of patience and persistence and curiosity. Talk about the process. How long a process was it in the case you were just mentioning?
Well, what we did was we learned about this because some other people had been just starting it in Mexico. And so we started, we went, there was a 70,000 epidemic of leishmaniasis in Turkey. And we went there and found that you could use this heat therapy, and we taught the people how to do it and left them with the machines to do it. And this has gone, and we've gone to, and some of my colleagues have gone to various other countries, and this is now the WHO accepts this as a therapy for ulcers, leishmania ulcers.
Just an amazing career and a life.
And instead of 3 weeks, you can do it in one term of 5 minutes, you anesthetize the ulcer. Wow. And then use the heat therapy. And it also means that you don't have to have people, you can go in a car and van and go out into the interior, and people don't have to move to a central city to be treated.
Boy, it's such amazing work on so many levels. That's our guest on the program, John R. David, M.D. Beat the Devils, a Memoir, is his book. In the book, you highlight your efforts to prevent HIV, AIDS. I mentioned that at the carnival in Salvador, Brazil. What motivated you to take on this initiative?
Well, when we were in Salvador, some people came from the West Coast, and they had 2,000 condoms, and they asked us, could we distribute them for them? And so we started distributing them, and it was like if you were distributing $20 bills. I mean, it was almost dangerous. People wanted them so badly.
Oh, yes.
So we decided. So then I went home, and I got first in the School of Public Health. The dean helped us raise some money, and we got the first 2,000 condoms and sent them. And then that was so successful that the next year, this very charming wife of one of the boards of the school gave us the money, and she was very happy to go to her teas to tell her friends that she was sending thousands of condoms to Brazil. And then the third year, the Brazil government said, "What the devil is Harvard sending condoms?" And they sent $1 million a year to the same group. We did this all through different music groups. During the carnival, there are a whole lot of music groups going around. And so they distributed $1 million worth of condoms this way. And it's continued. I went after 15 years. We celebrated a 15-year anniversary of doing this.
As a member of so many very special organizations, the National Academy of Medicine, the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and the American Association of Immunologists, how has that impacted your background? How's that influenced your writing?
No, I don't think the associations, I think it's my writing and my work got me into those associations.
Ah, okay, yes. Very impressive credentials that you have. Our guest is John R. David, M.D. He's the author of the book Beat the Devils, a Memoir. I mentioned you, I didn't mention it, you attended Hollywood High School and the University of Chicago for college and medical school. Talk about those experiences, how they shaped your life and career, especially medical school at the University of Chicago.
Well, the University of Chicago was small. There was 65 students, and at the time only 4 women. And it was a very research-oriented medical school. All the faculty were on salaries. I mean, they were all there, salaried people, and very much research oriented. So as a freshman, I did research, and I did research throughout the time I was there. And so it really very much influenced what I did later. And then I went to the Massachusetts General Hospital for my internship and residency, and then to NYU.
Where did this interest in medicine come from? I mentioned your father, the noted director. Where did this come from?
Medicine? Doctors in my. I read Microbe Hunters by Paul de Kreif. And I found out that a whole lot of people my age who read that book went into biological sciences or medicine. It was a very important book, and it really got me to go into biology and medicine.
You know, I mentioned in the beginning the strong focus on your personal relationships, particularly the 62-year marriage to Roberta, your children, and children and their adults and successful adults and their achievements. Talk about balancing that, the professional and personal life, and what advice would you give to others? Because that's so difficult, especially in today's society, and you were a very prominent scientist, still very active. How do you go about balancing that personal life?
I think the fact that my children are the way they are today, I would say is 90% due to Roberta. I mean, she was the one who really shaped them much more than me. I'm very lucky. My son and daughter live 5 minutes walk from me, and my grandchildren live 25 minutes away from me. So we're all in New York.
Very fortunate to have everybody so close by. I mentioned in the beginning a musician as well, a noted research scientist and a very accomplished musician as well. Practicing the piano 3 hours a day, a close relationship with your family, all of this feeds into your life, your creativity. Talk about that. Talk about this fascination came from.
Playing the piano, when I was working, at the time when I was working, I only practiced 1 hour a day, but it was like going to a therapist. My psychiatrist, it was absolutely took me away from everything. And it has been ever since an escape. And I think also I've read since recently that people who play the piano are much less likely to have a senile dementia. It keeps you going.
Interesting.
And I'm 94, so I guess that's been part of it.
Well, that's successful. It's a very young sounding 94, and so much that you've done and contribute to society. And again, by writing the memoir, making this available, Beat the Devils, a Memoir, what do you hope the readers will take away from reading Beat the Devils? And how do you envision inspiring future memoir writers?
Well, it's several people said you've got all this work in it, and you've got your life in it. Isn't that the contradiction? And I said, well, look, people who, they can skip the work if they want and just do the life, or they can skip the life and do the work. But I felt that it was part of everything, and I just needed to do the whole thing. This was my life. And at the end of the book, I got my CV and bibliography, so you can actually see the work that was done as an appendix.
It is so impressive. In a couple minutes left, John R. David, our guest on the program, his book, the memoir, is Beat the Devils. What was it like writing this? This started off as explaining to your family members who you are, the younger family members, the grandchildren. What was it like going back, writing it, and reliving these moments?
Well, I wrote it during the summer of 2020, during the pandemic.
Yes. Yep.
And I was on Fire Island with my daughter, and I just spent the time writing it. And it was amazingly how much you do relive so many. You remember suddenly things that you never thought you'd long before forgotten. And it was kind of fun doing it. And there's some things in it that are rather funny. And I laugh out loud sometimes when I read it. So.
Well, recently featured in Pathogens, that's a peer international review, open access journal, a tribute to a visionary scientist, John R. David, Richard Pearson Strong, professor of tropical public health emeritus from Harvard. I'll close with the comments at the beginning of this tribute. There are rare individuals whose insatiable curiosity and boundless intellect propelled them into multiple frontiers of science, leaving an indelible mark in the fields that they venture into. The special issue is a modest testament to one such luminary. John David is a scientist whose contributions span the spectrum of discovery to reflect on the profound legacy of this extraordinary person. What is it like leaving a legacy like this? That's an inspiration for so many people, and you've touched the lives of so many people with the amazing discoveries. What has this life been like for you?
Well, life has been wonderful. One thing I want to say, I had a most remarkable, Roberta was the most remarkable woman. And one of the things that I put in it is one of the times, one summer we were on Cape Cod, and we were at a long table, and at the end of the table was Richard. He was the head of Harvard International Development. And he was reading the New York Times, and he was saying that he agreed that women shouldn't be in executive positions because of their raging hormone imbalance. And Roberta got up, and she went and picked up a full pitcher of orange juice and went right to him and said, "You want to see raging hormone imbalance?" And put it right over his head.
Oh, I love Roberta. I really do. Yeah. That had to be too bad you don't have pictures of that. I would love to have seen that. She made a statement. And
she made a statement.
She really did. Dr. David, it's been such a pleasure having you on the program. Our guest has been John R. David, MD. He is the author of Beat the Devils, a memoir. He is the John R. David is the Richard Pearson Strong Professor of Tropical Public Health Emeritus at Harvard. The book is available wherever books are sold. His publicist in working on the book is King Pages Press, kingpagespress.com. I thank them for arranging our conversation. Doctor, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing some of those remarkable stories from a very remarkable life. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
It has been our pleasure. You are listening to This Week in America, and we are back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.